morning offers. Oh, maybe not.
That's your line. Come on. All right, we're back here. A little technical difficulties. Thank you for joining me this Saturday, May 11th, 2013. Glad to have my good pal, Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop and Studio. How you doing, Woody?
I'm doing great, Anthony. How are you?
Good. Oh, how was your...
I'm not sure if I'm on here.
Yeah, you're on. I can hear you. We're all set. Thank God. How was your week? You had a pretty good week this week?
Oh, boy. Did I have a good week.
Actually, why don't you hold that thought? I know you had a good week. Folks, thank you for joining me this morning. We really appreciate your support. You know, it's a little drippy out there today, so glad that you're tuning in to On Live with here with On Par with Anthony Scorsia and streaming on the computer. If you're not in your car listening, eating your egg sandwich, waiting for your tea time or for the rain to clear and your home relaxing and enjoying the streaming online. And hopefully you're not looking at the webcam because there's nothing good on there for you guys with Woody and I.
It's really not on my side.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to get into that nice little week that Woody had, and I'll still maybe I can get an answer as to why I wasn't a part of that, but we'll get to that. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio is co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. Woody, we're back on. Our mics are working. Everything is good to go. How
Excellent.
You doing?
I'm doing great, Anthony. I'm absolutely doing great.
So, besides the fact that you, I was not a part of this whole experience, you had a little special trip planned this week.
A friend of mine came in the shop last week and said, we have a 1:10 tee time on Thursday. And I said, I can't really go play golf on Thursday. I'm busy.
I have bookings here.
Yeah, exactly. I was booked solid.
Right.
And he said, well, it's about a 2.5-hour drive if there's no traffic. And they're playing the U.S. Open there in about 4 weeks. So off to Marin we went.
Exactly.
So you don't turn that down, I promise you. Just don't turn that down. That don't happen very often, but when it does, you don't turn it down.
No, definitely not. Paint the picture. I mean, you know, for there's going to be a lot of us who aren't going to Marin and are only going to see it on TV. You know, paint the picture for us.
First of all, I think on TV, I think you have a hard time understanding how small the golf course is.
The property, right.
The property, you know, your typical golf course, I think, is probably 120, 130 acres.
Yeah, sure.
It's 110 acres.
Right.
So it's small, meaning there's a lot out of bounds, meaning there's not a lot of extra room. There is not a lot of room for spectators.
Right.
And I'm actually trying to figure out, is it going to be really good for spectators or really bad?
Right.
I think it might be really good because there won't be 50,000 people there.
Right. It'll be a little more intimate, kind of?
Yeah, a little more intimate because there's going to be holes where I don't see where they're going to put spectators around the greens. There's just no chance.
Right.
I mean, there's some greens that go back up against fences with creeks. There's just no, you know, they're going to have a hard enough time getting a TV camera back there.
Right. You tell me about the first tee shot. You're saying not a lot of room.
So the first tee shot, imagine if you were sitting out on your porch at your house and somebody was teeing up right at the edge of your porch. I mean, you're sitting there drinking your coffee in the morning and there's a guy, you know, 2 feet away teeing off. That's what it's like.
It's that close.
It's got to be the most for the average golfer, not for these
sure.
The tour guys. It's not going to be so bad. They're going to be hitting 2-iron.
Right.
But for us, and I playing, you're sitting there on the first tee, and there's people there. They're drinking their coffee. They're having their lunch, and you're right there teeing off.
So
and by the way, you don't see much fairway. You see a lot of bunkers and a lot of thick rough, but you don't see much fairway.
Right. So for the people listening at home or in their cars, visually, how much think about the distance between, let's say, the guardrail at Bethpage Black, where people watch you. Is it half the distance of that?
Oh, absolutely. Even I would say from the if at the guardrail,
right.
You've got maybe 5 yards,
right.
And then a tee box,
right.
There's no flower bed. It's there, and then there's a tee box.
So it's not even half the distance.
Cool.
So you're right on top of the golfer.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, I would tell you, when we got there and we had lunch, we're watching guys tee off that we're like, you know, in their foursome.
Yeah. Excuse me, folks.
You know, you drop your fork in their backswing or something.
Yeah, right. Or a guy comes out and he grabs something off his plate and he's like, all right, I'll see you guys later.
Exactly, yes.
All right, so I kind of interrupted you there, but I knew that first tee experience you said was really intimate. Continue with this picture that you painted for.
It's definitely not a long U.S. Open golf course you might experience.
Right.
Okay. For those of us who got to play Bethpage for the U.S. Open.
Sure.
It's long, and then a little longer from where those guys play it from.
Right.
This is not that. These guys are going to be hitting 2-iron, rescue, 3-wood all day long. The fairways are small. But they were small at Bethpage, too.
Yeah, right.
The rough is really incredible. And one of the things they did, I'll give you an example. I'll paint a picture. The second hole is a par 5.
Okay.
And you have out of bounds. And then you had
– probably out of bounds down the right side?
Out of bounds on the right side, correct.
Okay.
Out of bounds on the right side. And you used to have maybe about 10 yards between the out of bounds and the fairway.
Okay.
So it was tight. But then you had a big, wide fairway.
Right.
They basically chopped the fairway in half, so the left side of the fairway is all gone. So you basically have out of bounds, and you have 10 yards either out of bounds or you're in the fairway. There's not a hole. There's no. There's not 15, 20 yards that you'd think there would be.
Right.
It's 10 yards. And you've got 20 yards of fairway, and then you have rough. That is a tight little target.
Right.
To hit to. If these guys are trying to hit the ball on the green in two, they're really gonna have to challenge that. If they're not,
then
it's not so bad. I mean,
right.
But. For the average golfer like me, who hooks the ball a little bit, it's very intimidating golf shot, I will tell you.
Sure, because you have to start yours virtually out of bounds.
Exactly.
You know. So if this was the road hole, right, in St. Andrews, you'd be
right.
You're going over the hotel and having to come back, right?
That's right.
You know.
That's right. You hit a cut, but usually not when it's out of bounds.
Exactly. So obviously no graduated rough. Pretty much at this point.
Yeah, right now there's no graduated rough. So right now you have fairway and your fairway and primary cut.
So it's old school.
I've been told they're going to graduate a little bit, not like we've traditionally seen, but I've told they're going to graduate a little bit. But I that's not what we saw. We saw it was you 1 inch off and you're dead.
Right.
We talked about it. We played Tina with a couple of really good players.
Mm-hmm.
The longest shot any of us hit on the green from the rough was 140 yards.
Wow.
And there was many times we were in the rough and we could not advance it 100 yards.
Unbelievable.
We're regular golfers, tour guys. But
sure.
And it has to be. The rough has to be because in order to make the golf course play for U.S. Open – you have to make them hit the ball in the fairway.
Give us an idea of how historic the golf course is architecturally.
Well, first of all, when you get to the 11th tee box and you see this little sign there, Bobby Jones completed his grand slam on this hole. You just wow. You are in golf history. If you are a golfer and you care at all about history, you got Hogan, you've got the incredible shot he hit into the 18th hole.
Sure.
That picture that we all have with the 1-iron.
Right.
There's so much of that there. That's one of the things I wish we had gotten a chance to. They have a library there and all the history of Marin and stuff like that. But you get that whole old history feel when you walk on the property. It's just really the houses. You go play Pella Beach, and the houses are all these modern houses that have been built back there.
Sure.
The houses around this golf course, and there's plenty of them because it's a small property.
Right.
But it's all old-style houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it really feels like they're supposed to be there.
It just adds to the quaint feeling of intimate feeling of the whole property, really.
Yes. Yes, it sure does. It sure does. I will tell you, so there's a couple stretches there, like, you know, when you get to 7-8, 9 to par 3, mm-hmm. 10 and 11, these are very short par 4s for these guys that theoretically could probably drive all four of those.
Right.
I don't know if you'll see them going for 11. I don't think you'll see them going for it because there's a creek in front. But
of those,
on 10, now we didn't get to play all the way back, but on 10, I hit the ball pin high.
Right.
I also made bogey.
Right. Of those drivable, theoretically, just by yardage, by numbers, is there one of them that you think they'll set up for a drivable par 4?
I think they'll probably switch it up.
Okay.
Every day, I would think.
Oh, okay. A different one.
And I think as much as they want to, they can only go so far back that they, you know, they can't stop them if they want to. The longest guys.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to see too much of that because, you know, listen, there's out of bounds and it's tight and, you know, there's stuff you can't get the ball out of if you hit the ball into. So
right.
I think you'll see most of the guys, you know, hitting four irons off a tee and giving themselves wedges. They're such good wedge players. And they'll have to be perfect with their wedge, but
right.
I think that's what I see them doing on some of them.
Right.
Certainly on 10, I think you maybe see them trying to drive it on 10.
Is 10
that's the most likely one for them to try and drive it on.
Okay. It's pretty straightforward par 4.
Well, it's not straightforward. No. Okay. It's a little dogleg left.
Oh, all right.
It's a little up the hill.
All right.
You're not going to drive it without hitting a little draw.
Okay.
So, you know...
So I'm just trying to get in a good image. So 15 at Bethpage, like that kind of up the hill, or is it?
No, just slide up the hill.
Slide up the hill.
About, you know, half of what 15 would be.
Right. I mean, 15's not a total dogleg, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
That the way
it's,
the way
slight,
kind of...
but you know you can't cut the dogleg because there's trees.
Okay.
So from the back tee box where they're going to put these guys. So,
okay.
But that's not going to stop them.
No. All right. So 15, sort of.
Comparing it to 15. That was the 10th hole.
The 10th hole at Marion. Okay.
Now, when you play 10, 11, and 12, those are shortest holes, then you get to play 13, which is amazing. 13 is 120 yards in the back, I think. It's a short – I got to be probably one of the – well, that in Pebble Beach, one of the shortest par 3s that you'd play.
Right.
It's a cool little hole.
Stamp,
but
if you're going across the pond,
you know,
right, the postage stamp.
Cool little hole. But then you go, the golf course really starts at 14.
Right.
14, 15, 16, 17. 17, I think, can play from 265, par 3, with a false front.
Wow.
And then 18 is monstrous. So, you know, you'll see guys, you probably will see a little oil leaking. You know, coming down those last couple holes, especially if you have a guy who's maybe not a long hitter who's doing well.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you have to become a long hitter.
Right.
You know, 17, 18,
Zach Johnson,
you've got to be a long hitter.
You know, Zach Johnson type of player.
But it's going to be cool. You know, one of the neat things there is we play golf and we look at the flag to see what the wind is doing. Right.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about this. Yeah.
So you see the flag is blowing okay over there. It's blowing this way. There's no flags. They use baskets instead of flags, which is really cool. But, you know, you're constantly looking up to the American flag by the clubhouse to see where the wind is blowing. It's judging the wind
a little bit differently.
And, you know, as you know as golfers, right, well, it goes down a little bit, what's the wind doing down there? If it goes up a little bit, you know, well, you're going to have a hard time judging the wind because you can't see the flag on the green.
Right. And I think they said that if a guy, the USGA tries to prepare for everything. If a guy actually, if a ball gets stuck in the wicker basket, you basically get a drop. You get to place it on the edge of the cup.
Okay.
So
free
that's
drop.
A free drop, but it's on the edge of the cup. So basically you stiffed it, and it's just a kick in, whatever.
I think the ball will ricochet off the basket.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I think the flag would be a lot more friendly than the basket will be.
You know, they like to have a contingency for everything. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue with this Road to Marion story. In a few minutes, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing, building, landscape firm serving Long Island for over 2 decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia, in studio, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. Woody, you sort of painted this picture for us, the intimate nature of marrying small property. First tee is basically just an extension of the table off the patio. Talk about the bunkering a little bit. Is that sort of fit into the whole?
Yeah, I mean, if you play these old school bunkers with the sand faces, and just some bunkers, you can go in, and you might need to call 911 to get out.
Really,
I hit ball in one bunker. I'm like, well, how do I get down there? they're deep. You could be down in the bunker and maybe not even see the top of the pin. I mean, that's how deep some of these bunkers are.
Right. Which makes sense. I mean, it's a short course, and really, isn't that what bunkers are supposed to be?
It's
half
so
a shot.
Cool. It's the way they're designed perfectly. That the bunker's in the perfect spot, and you hit the ball in the bunker, and you go, today sometimes these guys hit the ball in the bunker. Ah, I'm in the bunker, no big deal. You hit the ball in the bunker there, you really have to think about what you're going to try and do, because you've got this huge lip in front of you in most cases, and
right.
How am I going to get it up and spin it and stop it? It's really cool old world golf. I just absolutely adored it. It's fantastic.
That kind of rustic edges, like that kind of.
Yes. Well, you got the obviously the high rough around the top of the bunker, and it's just really, really spectacular. Now, and they were, by the way, sifting the sand to make it a little softer.
Yes, yes. Yeah, they like to fluff it up, don't they?
Yeah, they do. We like it nice and firm and hard packed, but they were sifting it to make it a lot softer, which will make it a lot harder for those guys. Harder bunker, a lot easier.
Yeah, sure.
You can spin the ball a lot easier. You control the fly a little more. Softer bunker, ball plugs, a lot harder to get the spin on the ball.
You get a cuppy lie.
Yeah.
Ball sits down a little.
Yes, yes.
Definitely so, more challenging.
And they're working on that.
You're talking about a very small property. Where's the driving range?
Yeah, so the normal driving range is now at Tent City.
Oh, okay.
So they
buried that.
Yeah, there's no warming up for us.
Right.
It was, they have built the driving range on the other golf course. Marion has two golf courses.
Okay.
And so they put the driving range. We did not get a chance to go there.
Sure.
But they built, driving range practice facility for those guys. Kind of similar what they did at Bethpage.
Okay.
Right? They built, we have a driving range that we use that was closed, right?
Sure.
We didn't see the guys hitting off mats with balls.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They built a range in the middle of the blue there. And they did the same thing, I'm sure, here at Marion, a really incredible practice facility, because there is no room to practice. And similar to Bethpage, the 10th hole is out in the middle of the golf course.
Right.
So guys are going to have to be shuttled out there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So even like the first tee is going to be somewhat being, you're going to go hit balls in a range and get in a shuttle to drive back to the first tee.
Gotcha.
And the very interesting, the putting green, there's one very, very small putting green, and there's one decent-sized putting green. It looks to me like on the 14th hole, you're going to tee off from the putting green.
Really?
Yeah, they're stretching it back to tee off from the putting green. So I'm curious as to how they're going to work that. The rule of you can't practice on the golf course, right? You can only practice in the practice area. So I know at Oakmont, I got the pleasure to play Oakmont before the U.S. Open, and they actually had on the putting green had a line. and that line was considered the edge of the putting green.
Yes.
And the extension of the ninth green. So you couldn't practice past that line.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't have to do the same type of thing here, but it's a much smaller little practice green. It's not the huge ones that you'd normally find.
Sure, sure. Well, you know,
I'm curious, you know, I got to play this great place, Marion, but I heard that you yourself got to play one of my favorite places in the whole world that's so special. And I think there's also a major event coming there this year. Want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I do. I'm busting. if I was George Costanza, I'm busting, Jerry. You know, the Walker Cup is coming to National Golf Links of America, and I was fortunate enough to play there. And I can't think of a more fitting place for the Walker Cup. I mean, the place is just reeks of old school history, C.B. McDonald, you know, just unbelievably steeped in history this place is. I did a story on scoresharonpar.com and said that it was a case study in golf course architecture. It was just tremendous, just a tremendous experience. First of all, when you go up, now you're talking about quaint. Now, next door is Sabonic, where they're going to have the Women's Open. The Sabonic, and I was fortunate enough to play there as well. Sabonic, that clubhouse is a totally different flavor, if you will, than National Golf Links of America. Sabonic could be what is grandiose, almost palatial resort style kind of clubhouse, the way you want. It's just big, you know, and whereas National Golf Links is just quaint little building that's just, it's just all about like this intimate setting, old school. Like you were saying, it could have been the clubhouse at Nationals, like can be like the house on Marion.
Yes. Oh, there's no question. They're very similar, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Very similar. I will tell you, folks, if you don't go out and watch the Walker Cup this fall, to me, you're making an incredible mistake. You're going to get a chance to see this golf course that Anthony got to play, which is amazing.
Amazing.
But you're going to see incredible golf. Guys you won't know the names of, but these guys are the best amateurs the world has to offer.
Yeah.
Playing. You're not going to have tons of crowds, and it's such an incredible spot.
Well, that's just it.
There's this little golf course behind National that you might have seen on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Or a couple of, you know, maybe you might see a little Shinnecock, you might see a little Sabonic. But, you know, it speaks to the, you know, that intimate nature that we were talking about that the Walker Cup is going to be. So here you have C.B. McDonald, who's basically trying to, in the early 1900s, bring the best of British Isle golf to Long Island, or America, if you will. And so you have all these wonderful design holes, the Cape, Redan, Alps, and it goes on and on. So, and all these design features and whatever the case may be. So when you go to a golf tournament, you know, you go to a big, even if you go to Shinnecock, you know, the second Shinnecock, right, or the third, I should say, you know, that was really oversold, and it was very difficult to maneuver around.
Yes.
2004.
Hard to park. Half-hour bus ride.
Exactly. 95, the opposite. It was much more, you had a lot more freedom. The roping was totally different. They didn't sell as much,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we went to, I brought my wife, who was pregnant with our first daughter, to 2004. And I said, no, because all I had was the 95. I didn't realize they had oversold it so much that, you know,
yes.
and she was like looking at me like, really?
You know? I can't see anything. It's 10 deep.
Right, exactly. So,
but you won't have that at the World Cup.
No.
You will not have
that. And that's my point. So when you go to Redan, when you go to Alps, you know, when you go to Cape, you're going to be right next to these players, basically. And you're going to basically walk the course like these players. So you'll see what C.B. McDonald was talking. If you look in Alps, right, number three, right?
Yep.
So you go to Alps, and now you see that long bunker down the right side. Where am I going to take? Do I want to be aggressive? Do I want to just go middle at that V-cut bunker, right, the swoosh bunker that they call it? Or am I going to conserve it, or am I going to be conservative? Either way, you have this blind shot over the out.
Oh, boy.
But you... but you basically see this, you know, incarnation of whatever. I can't think of the whole Alps in across the pond that they replicate.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry,
but that's okay. And so, but this the American incarnation of Alps. When you're looking at it, you can see what he's talking about, what he was thinking. You almost, you know, you could see what was going through his mind in terms of the angles and the choices that it forces the golfer to make.
Right. And it's going to be match play.
Right.
So you're going to see guys taking chances.
Exactly.
It's going to be so cool.
So, and that's one of the things that I think is I think that's the thing that makes National Golf Links of America relevant.
Oh, yes.
That it's not a medal play.
Yes.
And that it's a match play.
Oh, it's going to be so fun to
It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be tremendous. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. We'll finish things up with National and wrap things up with a couple of local scene things that are going on here in golf on Long Island. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, May 11th, 2013. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio is co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. So, yeah, Woody, National, just a tremendous place. And the story that I wrote is scorsiaonpar.com. And you just
got
go
to read that. Must read, folks.
Yeah, it's really good. I break down some of the some of the key architectural design holes that you'll notice there, and more importantly, the link is to get tickets for the Walker Cup. It's just a must go see event. If anything, just to walk the grounds of National Golf Links of America.
You got it. If you can't get a chance to play, go walk the grounds.
Exactly. Now, we have another couple of events that just came.
Yeah, so the LIGA had the Richardson Invitational.
Yeah.
Usually it's held at Seawayne forever, but this year due to the hurricane, it couldn't be held at Seawayne. So
right.
Engineers Country Club pitched in. Thank you very much to Engineers, by the way, for pitching in. And I got to congratulate Russ Owie for winning.
Right.
Anyone who knows Russ knows he's the nicest guy you're going to find. And it's a huge, huge win for him. Great to see him playing incredible golf. You got the Havemeyer, which is going on now. The semifinals this morning and then probably the finals this afternoon if the weather holds out. I see Hal Berman. Who lost to Russ in the finals? Richardson is still alive, and Joe Saladino. So you're gonna have some good matches today, and this week we got a lot going on. We got the Long Island Open qualifier for those of us
that
aren't exempt for the LIGA.
Right,
Bethpage Red. If you want to see some good golf, by the way, come out and watch the guys on Bethpage Red trying to qualify.
Absolutely,
and then you have the big one, the U.S. Open qualifying, Paiting Hollow, I believe on Thursday.
Okay.
So some incredible local golf coming up. If you want to get a chance to get out and watch. By the way, there's no ropes. There's no spectators, so you can go watch some incredible golf.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would do that. I would encourage people to do that. You know, now we're late in the spring. Most of the seasons are over, and in terms of sports wise, so you know you can go out there with the kids and watch. Bring your kids to watch people who are grinding on this road to Marion, who wanna, you know, there's so many great stories of people trying to qualify for the Open. Remember last year, Joe Horowitz, right?
Yep.
You know, what a story that was. And I know, and he was gracious enough to come on the show and talk about it. But, you know,
He's a gracious guy, by the way, Joe.
Yes, very. But this is the kind of drama that these events, you know, bring out.
Yep. And if there's a playoff, boy, talk about incredible drama watching the playoff. I've watched a few of those. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So lots to cover this week, as Woody just noted. Folks, thank you very much for joining me this week. And thanks again, of course, to my good pal Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, for coming in. Always great to talk to him.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. And so we'll see you next week. And hopefully I think we're going to have Russ on the show.
Excellent.
So looking forward to that. So thank you for joining us. Hopefully this weather will clear and you guys will be able to get a chance to get out there and hit some balls. Have a great weekend, folks. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Teardrops on the city birds.